Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And listen, I understand Monday night means Monday Night Football, but in baseball, if you even like baseball a little bit, we have a Game 7 and an absolutely riveting series between the Mariners and the Blue Jays. And listen, both these franchises have been absolutely gunning for a shot at the World Series because it would mean history for both of these teams. The Mariners have never been to a World Series. And for the Blue Jays, they haven't been since 1993. And I was thinking to myself, Jenks, I was like, oh, that's probably like right when Vladdy Jr. was born. No, mm-hmm. Vladdy Jr. was born in 1999.
Huh.
Woof. This makes me feel old. Like, I remember that song, "We're Gonna Party Like It's 1999." So instead of that, I just now feel sad. But do we have that picture of cute Vladdy Jr. as a child? Maybe that'll make me feel better. The Blue Jays, like, it for a while it was like the legacy team because it was like Bo Bichette, yeah. It was Vladdy Jr. I feel like there was one more guy that maybe had a dad in the big leagues. But it was like the young prodigies, and now it's been a few years and now it feels like they're finally getting to that level. So it just feels like, I don't want to say desperation, but mm-hmm. It feels like both these fan bases are just clamoring for a shot at the World Series. And meanwhile, the Dodgers are just like kick backed and relaxed, you know, in a lounge chair saying, oh, you guys are still playing? Oh, we swept our series. We'll be waiting for you in the World Series. Good luck. We have a payroll of $321 million.
That's so cute that you guys are still playing. Oh. We're just sitting here counting our cash, waiting to crown ourselves as champions again. Yeah, the Dodgers look like a juggernaut, so I don't know what's going to happen in the World Series. Until then, I'm just going to enjoy tonight.
It's a good way to look at it. And listen, If you're a fan of the Mariners and the Blue Jays, it has been a great season. Mm-hmm. No matter how you slice it, obviously it will end in heartbreak for somebody. But we're not sure who. Because, Jenks, I will say from a handicapping standpoint, this mm-hmm. has been a really difficult series to predict. In some of these games, we've played totals. And I will say both of the last two games have ended exactly in scores 6-2. So the total tonight is 7.5.
Yep.
But listen, this is a game 7. And one of those things in elimination games across the sports landscape is usually that these games tend to play closer to the vest, and they're lower scoring. But with both of these offenses, Jenks, like the Blue Jays offense is still averaging over 7 runs a game this
right.
postseason, which is wild. Then we've seen what the Mariners offense can do. So it's just one of those games where I feel like I don't have a great handle on it. If you look at the money line prices, Toronto short favorites in this one at -125. So the odds makers do believe in the Blue Jays here. They are playing this game at home. If you believe in the Mariners, +105 is the price. But Jenks, I don't think I'm picking a side in this one. Like, there is a reason the series went to 7 games.
Yeah.
And from a betting standpoint, I don't want coin flips. I want sure things, and nothing feels for sure in this game.
God, I don't know. I would lean towards the Blue Jays, I guess, just because I feel like the Jays have all the momentum. Their bats have
come alive, and then all the pressure is going to be on the Mariners, I feel like. They're on the road. They're the only team which has never won a pennant. They've had a magical season. I feel like they are going to feel the screws tighten more than the Blue Jays. But I'm like you. I'd rather bet on a total. I like the over in this game with the way both of these sides can swing the bat. And I know, I understand it's a game seven. They tend to be tight, but not with these two teams. I'm going over.
I think one of these offenses is going to score like six runs. Like, that's what we've seen, right? Like, sometimes I can't predict which side of the coin it's going to be. But I do think one of these teams are going to do the heavy lifting when it comes to a total. So let me ask you this. Have you investigated if we could get a seven? Because 7.5 is the listed total. Over seven is minus 150. Is that where you're going?
Yep, but you can find it at minus 148. That's what I was looking at right
now.
Oh,
gotta pinch those 2 pennies.
Yeah, hey, whatever it takes. 2 pennies, 2 pennies. You save your pennies, then you end up with a nickel. I mean, I don't know. That's not a phrase. But, yeah, I'm going to go over 7 minus 148. It is now. We just created it here on the show. Guess what? You save your pennies, you end up with a nickel. You save your nickels, you end up with a dime. Next thing you know, easy living and early retirement in Boca Raton.
I don't know. Right. Just as long as you're not spending all your money on avocado toast and coffees. I feel like that's the financial advice that I've been handed out for the last 5 years, like millennials in their coffee and avocado toast. But back to this game, like if you are looking at for some matchup advice here, the storyline from the starting pitcher standpoint is that George Kirby is going to have some demons to face in this one. Last time around, he's already pitched in this series. This is a rematch, I believe, of game three, where George Kirby and the Mariners lost 13-4. Kirby gave up 8 earned runs and only 4 innings of work. And Shane Bieber was good in that one. So we've seen a bad game from Shane Bieber this postseason, but it wasn't in that game against the Mariners. So this is the pitching matchup that we get tonight. But Jenks, it's been tough because we have seen these roller coaster performances from some of these starting pitchers. Like even last night with Trey Yesavage going for the Blue Jays, coming off a really bad performance and then bouncing back in a big way for a big performance for the Blue Jays. So it's one of those things where you look at George Kirby and you say, okay, maybe that was an anomaly. And there has been games in which George Kirby has been very good. And even though he is a young guy, he has pitched, I think, in 3 elimination games thus far in his young career for the Mariners. So it's not like he hasn't been to this stage before. It just, for me, it's a matter of like which lineup just gets hot. So I don't really have a feeling in this one, but I will say this. If we're talking about totals, the real sabotage factor for an over is two pitchers who absolutely deal. Like we don't need 7 shutout innings from anybody, but I feel like that's not coming. Like even when you see these guys who, you know, even Shane Bieber, who looked really good last start, once you start to see the same pitcher over and over again, I do feel like the advantage goes to the hitter. So I think Shane Bieber can be good in this one, but I think he can still give up a couple of runs.
Well, and you know what? The numbers bear that out. He's given up at least 2 runs in 5 straight appearances. So he can be, he'll be consistent, but he will get hit. And there are some pitchers who are just like that, right? He's not going to pitch 5 2/3, 6 shutout innings. That's just not what he does. And he won't go past 6 innings in this game. But also that's important to remember because if he's going to get hit and if George Kirby is going to get hit, which I think is going to happen, then that lends itself to betting an over. So if you want to bet it at 7.5 and not lay the juice, I totally get that. I think that's a perfect play. Just the way this series has gone, and if you look at these starting pitchers, it's harder for me to make a case for the under outside of, hey, it's a game seven.
Well, and even if you think, hey, that these guys are going to have really short leashes, like you're threatening me with Luis Castillo, who gave up like 3 runs and 2 1/3 last time out. Oh, and Bryce Miller, who did do well on Friday, 1 run over 4+. But still, like, you're not threatening me with Tarik Skubal, you know? So it just feels like these guys can certainly come in and give up some runs as well. So it's one of those games where, again, I feel like runs are the way to go. I will say from a hitter standpoint, maybe some hitters to single out. We know George Springer has been like Mr. October. Like, he's tied with Bernie Williams for like the most career postseason home runs. I think he's like in the top five list. Would not shock me if he has a big game in this one. I would imagine his hits plus runs plus RBI is going to be 1.5. I think that is a solid play, especially for somebody who's leading off. He's usually in the leadoff spot, so he can score some runs in this game if you think it's the Blue Jays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A side of the coin that's going to score some runs. Or, you know, what a storybook ending we'd have for the Mariners if we have a big game from Cal Raleigh, you know? And he's been good this postseason. Like, in the regular season, it was all about the home runs for him. But during the course of the postseason, you know, the hits have been there as well. So, you know, if you want to play props, I think those are two guys to certainly consider.
Yeah, and Raleigh was not great last night. I think he had 3 strikeouts in the game. So not that I'm pressing for the do theory, but as we've seen throughout the entire postseason, these big-name stars, after a bad performance or after a couple games of struggling, tend to ball out, which is another reason why I like the over here. I'm really big on the over, and I'm really curious to see how the Mariners handle this pressure. Like, I think it's a real thing. Because if you're Toronto, you've been in this spot before. Historically, I think Seattle, I think they know and they feel the pressure of history. And certainly, it's just one game. I mean, it's a long series. But when you're talking about Seattle, you're talking about a franchise that has never been in this spot. They know it. We know it. The Blue Jays know it. And last night, remember, they had 3 errors in that game.
Yeah.
Twice they had the bases loaded. And twice they grounded into inning-ending double plays. So I wonder if that pressure was a factor last night. Maybe it wasn't. But certainly 3 errors in a Game 6 doesn't bode well for Game 7, which is why, again, I'm kind of leaning Blue Jays here. But there's no question a guy like Cal Raleigh could step up. I just hope we see a great Game 7. I'm excited about the game, but again, I don't feel comfortable with a side here. I'm just going to bet on the over.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. It's funny that you mentioned the errors, because sometimes, like, that's the way that you see the pressure unfold. But it does feel like kind of an anomaly, because I was looking at, like, the past 2 games before that, and the Mariners didn't have any errors. So maybe it's one of those one-off games where it was just, you know, a sloppy game, and maybe they'll tighten things up. But again, like, in betting, when I don't feel great about either side, that means I shouldn't be betting on it. So I'm probably not going to pick a side, but I do think it's going to be very, very entertaining. And we will just hope for runs, because wouldn't that be more entertaining anyways? Mm-hmm. So we will go with the over in that game. All right, so over the weekend, the big story in Kansas City is that the Chiefs look like they may have returned to the mountaintop. Maybe not the Super Bowl winners, but it looks like their offense has finally found its stride with an absolute beatdown over the Raiders, 31-0. So Kansas City covers as 12.5-point favorites. Patrick Mahomes looks very much like the MVP and the face of the league in this game. 26 of 35 with 286 yards and 3 touchdowns. And welcome back to Rashee Rice. 7 catches, 2 touchdowns in this game, but only goes for 42 yards. I needed him over his receiving prop, but still a big game from Rashee Rice. So, Jenks, should everybody be scared and running for their lives when it comes to playing the Chiefs once again in the postseason?
God. Yes, they're good again. Here they are. They're back. They're back. I have Chiefs fatigue.
I feel like we need to pipe in that Ophelia song.
Oh, no.
Like, have you heard that one?
The Fate of Ophelia, yes. Only about a billion times
so
already.
So upbeat.
I've seen it. Oh, it's a banger. I've seen the video numerous times. I've heard the song. It's a good song, actually. I have it. I like the song.
Yeah.
I do. Do I want to hear it now? No. Do I want to hear it during Chiefs highlights? No, I don't. Mm. But it's like the whole, Chiefs, I hate you. I hate you. But I respect you. Oh, I respect you. I love Andy Reid, though. Kelce looks good. He's leaving the team in receiving this year. Rashee Rice, I mean, don't you know they were just waiting for this moment? They look like a team that were tired of being told that they were dead, that their dynasty was over. Like, they're tired of hearing it. And now they're like, all right, We're at full strength. We're still Kansas City. Go ahead, keep throwing dirt on our grave because we're not done yet. That's what they look like. So you don't have to like Kansas City. I'm not a Chiefs backer, but you know what they've done for this long, especially with the litany of receivers that have just rotated through that franchise, is so impressive. And you can't deny how they've looked over the past couple weeks. I understand the Raiders stink, but also this was an all-encompassing dominant performance, and all you can do is play the games on your schedule. They dominated Vegas. Chiefs look like they're completely back, and that's why they're the Super Bowl favorites right now.
Yeah, they're no longer, you know, in danger of suffering the fate of Ophelia, where they go mad down by the river.
Shoot me in the face. Shoot me in the face.
I had to look that up. Just to see what, like, the, what is it? It's from Shakespeare, right? I think it's Hamlet, maybe? I don't know. I looked it up a while back ago. But anyways, back to the Chiefs. I feel like they have that, like, innate respect where if they even show, like, flashes of greatness, like, they're immediately, like, catapulted into the discussion because they have the rings to prove it, right? So I think they're one of those teams that as long as they get into the postseason, they're certainly going to be a threat. And I think we've said that all season long. Mm-hmm. It's just now it feels like that fear is realized. And now the offense is catching up to the defense, because I've said this all season long. The defense has looked very, very good. And I understand in that Jags game, everybody thought Trevor Lawrence was down because he was face down on the ground. So, like, Chris Jones, you know, stopped the play and didn't even try. And then they lose that game because, you know, nobody covered Trevor Lawrence once he got back on his feet. But still, this is a great defense with a championship pedigree. And the same goes for the offense. And now that they have Rashee Rice back, like, obviously we've talked about the AFC and the Bills look like they have some flaws as well. The fact that their defense cannot stop the run. The Ravens look dead in their tracks. The Bengals, they don't have the Chiefs killer, at least. And Joe Burrow. Joe Flacco is not terrible.
Chiefs killer.
But still, it's Joe Burrow.
No, I know, for sure.
Right. So, yes, once again, the Chiefs look like they could be headed back to the Super Bowl. Ho-hum. All right, we got to get to break. Up next, we'll recap some of the games over the weekend and what betting lessons we learned. That's next on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.